Today's show is brought to you by Memorial Day Traffic. 6 hours to drive 120 miles in a hermetically sealed hell box with family? Sign me up.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, no, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Yeah, yeah, get some, get some.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why are you getting so excited?
Why am I getting so excited?
Because there's a three-day weekend coming up.
Three-day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
I'm glad you brought up Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Memorial
Day. Monday's Memorial Day.
Let's not forget.
Let's not forget.
You made the ultimate sacrifice.
The ultimate sacrifice.
The brave men and women of our armed forces.
For that, we salute you.
I take your position. It's showtime.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show.
Yep.
So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. And thank you to all who have served. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you for your service.
Yep. Yeah.
That truly is what Memorial Day weekend is all about. I totally, I thought Memorial Day weekend was next weekend. I honest to God, I don't know. My brain is so freaking scattered at this point. And I'm trying. I've got the team up calendar, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And that thing is lit up like a Christmas tree.
It really is. I got the team up calendar, and I have shared the team up calendar with every member of the team, right? And we've got so many different categories. You know, we've got guests in studio, we have production, we have remotes, live remote broadcasts.
My waxing schedule.
We have three roads events. For Three Roads Brewery,
we do have my waxing schedule on there, right?
Yeah, that's a whole category.
Yeah, separate
unto itself. That one, I think the
people need to know that stuff.
I think the color coding is brown on that one. I don't know why.
I mean,
but anyway. So okay, so we got the all these things in the team up schedule, and when I'm either A, having a tasty beverage or two or five at home, and someone hits me up for an interview, I am like, sure. I'm like, yeah, sure. Come on in. I think Friday will be just fine.
And there's no need for me to mark that in my phone. I'll remember it.
It comes out my mouth. And it skeets out my brain.
It does not remember it.
Gone. It's yep. just gone. It's gone. And then there are times when I am pre-coffee in the morning.
Yep.
And I'm attempting to awaken. And I'm attempting to get ready for some semblance of what the day is going to look like.
Not pretty these times.
And I'm usually my keister is parked firmly on the throne, and I'm going through my phone. Yeah, Lord Mike
surveying his domain,
attending to the duties that lords often do.
The royal movements
when they're on the throne. Anyway, so and a sidebar, if you're a new viewer or listener to the show and you were not aware, I am a Scottish lord.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, I am Lord McKendry of Blair Adam.
It's true.
Yeah. So, getting back to sitting on the throne, and whilst on the throne, I pick up my device here, and occasionally a guest you know, we'll ask to reschedule. And that's fine. That's perfect. We can do that.
Yep.
Because we love our guests, and we will do anything for them. We will bend over backwards. We will move mountains. We will move molehills.
Yep.
We will make a movement to accommodate our guests.
Yep.
And our partners and our sponsors and our theater groups and our musicians and everybody that helps make this show the success that it is.
And just a side note, Lord McKendry has never abdicated that throne.
Mm-mm.
Just so you know.
Yep. Once my keister is firmly planted on that throne, I will not remove it.
Nope.
For anything.
Mm-mm.
Well, all right. So I was getting ready Monday morning, and again, this is Monday, okay, which is again probably not the best day for me to be making decisions or any critical thinking whatsoever.
Yep.
Whilst I'm getting ready for work.
And of course, today is Friday.
It is Friday.
So there was some time between.
There was some time between, and we had a big, big show, a big, big night on Tuesday night with Chris Duarte. And I was really, really, really stressed on Monday trying to pull everything together. You know, a lot of people think that it's just like that. Or wait, I'm off camera. Like that. That I can just wave my magic wand around. And a stage gets built and sound systems get set up and these big name national touring acts just show up and it's perfect and everything works great and all these people come it's not
quite that simple, folks.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to put on a show. And not just this show. I'm talking about, you know, the live performance that we had Tuesday night.
Show.
Yeah, a concert event. It's a lot of work. And so that was on my mind. So I'm parked on the throne and I get a text, and Cammy texted me and she said, "Hey, I can't make it in today. Can we reschedule?" And I said, "Yeah, sure. We can maybe look at Wednesday. Or we could look at Friday." And she said, "Friday works better." And so I replied back and I said, "Well, Friday it is. It's the beer show, though, so get ready to chug." So she emphasized that remark. And then I replied back, "Just kidding. See you on Friday." And so do you think for a second that I put that change in my phone?
I don't think that, no.
Do you think I made that change on the team-up calendar?
No, for a couple of reasons. The first reason is the last 20 minutes I've spent with you trying to figure out who that was.
Yeah.
And because I know you.
Yeah. So, yeah. And Cammy has just texted. "Good. Just got here."
Nice.
So this is perfect.
You should text her back. "Sorry, can't make it."
she said "good," apostrophe. That's the apostrophe, the thing like that. That's an exclamation point. See, it's Monday it's Friday. I am. Should we just scrap this whole segment and
let's
re-record it?
Let's just.
No,
skip
no,
to Monday.
No, okay. So, see, "good," whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
And then "just got here," smiley face. And then she changed it to good morning, because she wasn't responding "good." She was responding "good morning."
Okay.
I'm going to say, "Rob is on the way down."
It's true.
Mere momentitos. All right.
I'm on my way.
Yep. So it's the finally Friday edition. Cammy Smith is going to be joining us from Centra Health, as evidenced by our text exchange and my having to go back through all the messages, emails, and texts, because I had a sneaking suspicion that I had changed something and another guest was going to join us on Friday.
Yep.
Kent is going to join us from your Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday, it seems, works a little bit better for us and Kent.
And he'll be joining us via the magic of the internet.
Yeah. And then we have Riley or Darius. They're going to be joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. That is all on the way. Plus, of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts.
Yep.
We're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. This weekend, science. It's just science. Don't be afraid.
You should be afraid.
And then we're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Today's show is brought to you by your barbecue grill. Nobody at your Memorial Day cookout needs to know you haven't cleaned it in a decade.
Yep. I miss grilling. I miss having an outdoor space.
Yeah.
To actually grill.
Yeah, me too.
Because when I first moved here, I lived downtown. Mm-hmm. I had a loft that was a block away from the radio station, and then for a brief period of time, moved out to Boonesboro.
Who the heck lives out there?
Moved out to Boonesboro, out like all the way at the end of Trent's Ferry Road.
Okay.
Out in the woods.
Yeah.
And the house was surrounded by like 14 acres of thick woods.
Dang. Okay.
Actually had a tree.
Like horror movie woods?
No. Like picturesque, beautiful, you know, fairy woods.
Okay.
Filled with you know,
fairies.
Happy Oompa Loompas and things. So the deck, there was a huge oak tree actually growing up through the deck,
cool.
And they had cut out a hole to facilitate so where that tree could continue to grow.
Yeah,
and
I'm guessing they probably built the deck around the tree.
Yeah, that's what they did. And I had my. Son of Rob.
You said they cut a hole in the deck.
Well, no, they cut a hole in the wood that they were putting on the deck.
They didn't. They
yes,
built
they
the
did.
Deck around the tree.
Fine, but they had to cut a hole.
No.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so I had my gas grill there. And then Tab and I
Who?
I said Tab. Tab and I. Had this incredible. We really didn't like the apartment that we moved to. as much as other places that we've lived.
Because of the big tree that was growing through it?
No, no, that was a different place.
Oh, gotcha.
So the apartment that we lived in, just right when Maddie was born, it had this incredible outdoor space, though. And it was really, really nice. And again, I had my grill.
Of course.
And I loved. We had grilling, we had fire pit, we had all, I love the outdoor space.
Yeah.
Now we're downtown and we have no outdoor space.
Well, I used to have a grill, but unfortunately it came with an ex-wife.
I'm
and
rich,
so,
you're not.
Now
I have either, but fortunately, the girl has a grill.
Nice.
And
yeah.
Yeah, I grill when I'm out there.
So,
there's something about grilling, though.
Oh, it's grilling was therapeutic for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I love cooking. I love cooking just about anything.
Yeah.
On the propane grill, I really hate charcoal. I hate it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm eating petroleum.
That's because you put too much lighter fluid on it.
Well, whatever. I don't care. I just feel like I'm eating petroleum.
Okay.
I love my propane grill, I love the gas grill. Consumer Affairs looked at how much 7 barbecue staples now cost compared to 2023.
Okay.
And it's Memorial Day weekend.
Interesting, yeah.
You know, cookouts might cost a little bit more than last year. It's, well, actually a lot more. It's a 10% bump. Okay. And I know I'm
rich. You're not.
Shut up. No, I'm not. But 10% on your food costs, 10% on any costs, is a tremendous amount of money. It's too much.
Yeah.
It is. Now, last year, and I know these dollar amounts don't sound like much, but if you start adding in everything, you start adding in the cost of propane, you start adding in the cost of travel, you start adding in the cost of everything, and 10%, a 10% bump is big.
Honestly, propane isn't really even the biggest expense.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's minimal compared to, what you'll pay for what you're going to cook.
There's a pickle shortage. Did you know that?
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
How can there be a pickle shortage?
There is a pickle shortage. So,
nice try, Vlasic.
No, thanks to extreme weather in Mexico, it might have something to do with it. But there's a pickle shortage. So we're not just talking pickles, we're talking relish. Because it's made of pickles.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, most of the increased costs are because of the hamburger meat prices.
All right.
They are up, but nothing on this list is cheaper than it was in 2023. They compared data from over 150,000 stores across the country and looked at what you'd need for a basic cookout with hamburgers and hot dogs.
For how many people? Were they?
I don't know.
Probably four.
Maybe.
I don't know. Four.
I don't have that data. 7 items, basic cookout items, burgers and dogs. Here's what it'll cost the average American this year.
Okay.
We mentioned pickles, so we'll start at the bottom up. We'll go from the bottom up because that's the way I like to do it. Your pickle costs are up a whopping 49%. 26-ounce bottle of relish will now cost you almost $5.
What the heck?
Yeah.
I don't put relish on anything, so
I do. On hot dogs, I will. Along with... What, you don't put relish on a hot dog?
You know this, Mike.
You won't put relish on a hot dog.
Sweet stuff does not belong on a hot dog.
Anyway.
You know this.
20-ounce bottle of mustard. It's not as bad. It's up. It's 3%. $2.61 on average.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
No.
A 32-ounce bottle of catsup. And I'm going to go through that with all my hot dogs. $5.53. It's up 2% this year.
Jeez. Well, that's not bad, I guess.
Eight wiener buns. Put your dog in a wiener bun. Put your wiener in a bun. Yeah.
Did I hear a niner in there?
Yeah. Shut up, Richard. $3. $3.09. It's up 1%. Eight all beef weenies. All beef hot dogs. There's no change this year. Wieners cost the same now that they did last year.
All right.
Your wiener is no more expensive than it was last
year.
That's
for sure.
Yeah, $3.15 for eight wieners.
And you say those are the all beef ones. So obviously all there's beef. Much cheaper ones. But
yeah.
Like if you want a good dog.
You want a good dog, it's $3.15.
That you can ruin with ketchup.
Burger buns, $3.06. It's up 1%. Eight burgers. This is the biggie. Okay. Not as big as relish, but this is the biggest cost overall. $8.07 for eight freaking burgers, up 15%.
That actually, for the price that I've seen in stores, that actually doesn't seem that expensive.
Mm.
How much is it?
$8.07.
That's now, this buck. It's a buck a burger.
I know, but these are the cheap burgers. And I don't like cheap.
Yeah.
Okay? I am going to want the Angus and maybe stuffed burgers or something.
Yeah.
You know, something
those
special.
Are good. Those are
yeah.
good.
So anyway, so that brings us to our top list.
Okay.
With Memorial Day cookouts may cost you more this year, fortunately, you can more than make up for it with all of this weekend's blowouts, extravaganzas, and sale events.
Blowouts.
Mm-hmm. See what we mean? Well, that would be the chili. See what we mean with today's list? It's our top list today. Top awesome Memorial Day deals.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number one. Chipotle. Buy one burrito. Get the stomach flu free.
Speaking of blowouts.
Yep. Top awesome Memorial Day deals. Trader Joe's. $5 off any bag salad containing gravel. Top awesome Memorial Day
Natural.
Deals. Home Depot. Half off everything in lumber. If you can find an employee to help you.
That's the trick right there.
Top, yeah. Top awesome Memorial Day deals. CVS. 4 feet off of receipts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah.
And Sears.
What?
Top awesome Memorial Day deals. At Sears. $10 off any item if you'll let anyone else know that they still exist.
Does Sears still exist?
Top awesome Memorial Day deals. Ask the Google. Top awesome Memorial Day deals. Tesla. $2,500 off Model S, $5,000 off Model Y, and they will pay you to take a Cybertruck.
Oh my gosh. You know there's one in Lynchburg.
I know.
And if you're listening,
yeah.
Shame on you.
No, or please call us.
That thing is so ugly. Mm. Oh, good Lord.
Top awesome Memorial Day deals. Walmart. God, this is horrible. Free Narcan to the first 100 opioid overdoses. That's terrible.
Goodness
Best Buy.
Gracious.
Best Buy has deals. 20% off any electronics. If you swear not to go on Amazon and buy it for 50% off.
So as of 2024, there are 11 Sears stores left.
Yeah.
One of them is in Puerto Rico.
All right. Let's go.
There we go.
Top awesome Memorial Day deals. Apple Store. You can get $25 off anything you don't really need, but you just want to be seen using it.
Okay.
So $25 off anything.
Yep.
Red Lobster. Anything in the store is yours. They just don't give a crap anymore. There you go.
That's a great deal.
The Mike Show. So what is today? Today's Finally Friday.
Finally.
The Finally Friday edition of the program. Coming up, we have news. And then not headline news.
Yep.
Plus, we're going to get smart with your five random facts. We're going to talk with either Riley or Darius from Lynchburg Community Market. Speaking of food, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And I do not want you to have to go to the grocery store
right.
to buy any of the things that you need to buy. All right? I am going to encourage you to go to Lynchburg Community Market tomorrow and pick up all the produce, pick up the meats. Probably somebody there will have burgers, and we're going to ask Riley or Darius if somebody there is going to have burgers. You can pick up everything. You can pick up the rolls, the buns, the baked goods right at their bakery.
I was there Saturday, dude, and there was so much stuff. I mean, the produce looked great.
Yeah. So don't. Do not.
Just so much to choose
positively
from.
Do not go to the grocery store and spend ridiculous amounts of money like we just told you.
Don't let us see you at the grocery store.
No. Get your booty over to Lynchburg Community Market. We'll tell you all about it. That's all coming up. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by...
Don't do it.
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Monday is Memorial Day. A great day to get a deal on those things you lay on. What are they called? Oh yeah, Kardashians. Van Leeuwen launched a line of ice cream for dogs. The most popular flavor? Balls. Hulu is producing Virgin Island, a reality dating show for people who have never had sex. Can't wait that long to watch something with no scoring? There's always soccer. And the WWE cut several employees yesterday. It was insult to injury when the guy who handed out the pink slip stomped his foot each time. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. All right.
That guy needs to chill out a little bit.
He's on point, though. He really is.
Yep.
The International Dairy Foods Association recently conducted a survey.
Okay.
97% of Americans reported loving or liking ice cream. They asked people for their favorite flavors, and despite the silly stuff that some creameries are doing, like mac and cheese ice cream, America likes the classic flavors.
Did this need to be a study?
People like
ice cream.
You know.
Okay.
People do like ice cream. Let's do it from the bottom up. Again, the way I like to do
okay.
it. 1% of people said something else. Maybe those
nice.
People like ice cream sandwiches with cookies.
Off to a great start.
Or do ice cream tacos.
You remember the Choco Taco?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't eat it. I can't eat chocolate.
That thing was a hero.
My kids loved it. 9% of people prefer to eat ice cream straight out of the carton. 7% like putting their ice cream in a cup or a mug. 6% have a thing for cake cones. They also asked what container for ice cream people preferred. Waffle cone is the top response. 29% of people would opt for a waffle cone. Just a simple bowl, runner up, 27%. That's the way I like it. Sugar cones were next, followed by waffle bowls. Our second favorite flavor, or second favorite topping, whipped cream, followed by caramel. chocolate sauce, nuts.
What was the number one topping?
Sprinkles, chocolate chips, and cherries. Fudge swirl was the 20th best ice cream flavor.
Wait a minute. What was the favorite topping?
But hot fudge is America's favorite topping.
Okay.
The least popular flavor of the ones they asked about was lavender. Others that did not get much love include green tea. What's that? Matcha?
Matcha, yeah, it's a green tea.
Maple.
I think.
Orange, spumoni, and rum raisin.
Yeah, gross.
Caramel just missed the top 10 at number 11, followed by coffee, brownie flavored, mousse. Moose tracks. Birthday cake. Cherry or black cherry. Neapolitan. Pistachio. Banana and fudge swirl.
Banana ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Number one. Boring old vanilla.
Yep.
That's my favorite. Followed by chocolate, strawberry, butter pecan or pecan. Cookie dough. Cookies and cream. Mint chocolate chip. Chocolate chip. Rocky road and peanut butter ice cream.
Yeah, mint chocolate chip's probably my favorite.
Just a straight up boring vanilla, but it's got to be like really, really good vanilla.
You ever make your own ice cream? I would be surprised if you didn't do that.
Never made my own ice
really?
Cream. Never.
Hmm.
No. What else? Here we go. People online are debating the things that everyone just pretends to like. And somehow, other people's kids was not the most popular answer.
I think pumpkin spice should be on there.
Here are the best responses.
Okay.
Number 10, Twitter, or X, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Gender reveal parties is number 9.
Yep.
Voluntarily waking up at 5 a.m.
Here, let's
Who...
Let's hit the sound effects for these.
There we go. Small talk. Running. Cold plunges in ice water. Edible arrangements. These are people online debating about things that people are just pretending to enjoy. Family Christmas and Thanksgiving gatherings.
Yeah, for sure.
High heels. Well, Rob really likes them, though.
Oh, yeah.
And LinkedIn. There you go. That's number one.
What is LinkedIn?
Exactly. It's like social media for business professionals.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's popular.
It actually is amongst a certain caliber of business professional or certain categories of business professionals, too. Or if you're looking for employment.
Okay.
LinkedIn is actually a great site.
Yeah, but you don't want to, like... work.
If you need to work and you want to work, LinkedIn is a great place to find a job and to network with other business professionals.
Yeah, but if you get on there, you might like get hired somewhere. And
anyway.
And they have to go in. And
some people suggested more controversial things.
Stuff.
For things that people pretend to enjoy but really don't like.
Okay.
Those include IPAs, kombucha.
Oh, God, I hate kombucha.
Coffee. I love coffee.
And you like it black, too, like with nothing
in
it.
Oh, I have to have it black.
Why?
Oh, it's just... You want me to tell you the story?
It's bitter.
No, I like black coffee. I always have drank... I've drinking...
Drinked?
I drink me some black coffee. I just drink black coffee, and there's kind of a reason that started me off this way, but I just prefer the taste of black coffee over anything else. But it's gotta be a good blend. It's gotta be I can't just do, you know, straight up nasty coffee. It's gotta be, you know, a certain type of roast and it's gotta be fresh ground. But anyway.
I think the Beastie Boys said it best when they said, I like my sugar with coffee and cream.
So, I don't. For the coffee, one of my first morning show gigs on radio, I was the sidekick. And I was actually also the news director. So I would sidekick and do all the funny impersonations and stuff. And this was before we were on camera. So, you know, you didn't know exactly who was doing the impersonation of Ronald Reagan or who was doing the impersonation of, you know, so I could still be the news director and still have a shred of credibility. I was like 19 or 20 at this gig.
I don't believe that ever happened.
I did. And I didn't drink coffee at that point in my life. The morning show guy, Chris, I would be in there earlier because I had to get all the news, and this was before the internet. This was pre-internet.
Right, you had to download it from the satellite.
No. Well, certain news like the sound bites and things, we would download it from the satellite. But local news, you actually had to go to the state police barracks locally, and they would give you the watch log for media. And this was before fax machines too.
That's awesome.
And they would give you the watch log, and you would have to transcribe all the stuff that was in that watch log from that night. And they would not tell you about this bad accident or that thing or this incident or that. You had to know what all these codes meant in the watch log. So I'd have to, you know, take notation of everything and blah, blah, blah. And that was like at 4 in the morning. Okay. I had to go to the state police barracks and do that. And then I had to go hightail it back to the radio station, write my stories based on this information and all the other sources that I was getting news from. And then I would do the 5 o'clock news on the FM. The AM was not on the air because it was a daytime station.
Okay. Is there coffee somewhere?
Yes.
Coming? Okay.
Yes, there is coffee coming. So Chris would get in because the AM was a daytime station. The AM would sign on at 6 a.m. So Chris would bounce in right around the time I was doing my last newscast on the FM before joining him on the AM.
Okay.
And Chris had this big old percolator in his office. And I don't think he ever cleaned it.
Okay.
And I think he would just dump out whatever was in it and never cleaned it and just make another fresh, you know, pot of coffee.
Makes sense to me.
And I could always tell when Chris got there because I could smell the coffee being brewed in our office.
For sure.
And so, you know, and I was done with the newscast and I walked into our office and Chris goes, "Hey, bub, you want a cup of coffee?" And I said, I guess I don't really drink coffee. And he's like, "You're a morning guy and you don't drink coffee?" And I went, "Yeah, I'm like 19 years old. I don't drink coffee."
Yeah.
And he goes, "Well, here, have a cup of coffee." And I said, "Okay." So he hands this to me and I said, "Well, what do you put in it?" And he goes, "Put in it? You don't put anything in it. It's coffee. You drink it black here." And my dad drank the most horrible coffee. He would drink Taster's Choice freeze-dried, you know, crystals.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And it would heat up the water in the tea kettle, and then he'd pour it and he would put cream and sugars and all kinds of stuff in there because it probably just tasted like ass.
Yeah.
Which it did.
He listened to the Beastie Boys.
I tried his coffee once or twice, and it did. It tasted like ass. So.
Okay.
So Chris is like, "No, you drink it black." And I'm like, "Okay, all right." And I drank his coffee from that big old percolator. And it was
okay.
From that point on, I have always had my coffee black. I love it.
Okay.
Some of the other things that people are pretending to enjoy. The Office. TikTok.
That's a great show.
TikTok. League of Legends. Hiking. And crowded events with hard-to-get and expensive crappy beer.
Yeah.
Most of those things seem like cases where somebody doesn't like something mainstream or trendy and is trying to argue that it's impossible that so many other people like it. Some other better examples could be kale. Extremely spicy stuff like the Carolina Reapers. Neighbors. Influencers. Using corporate phrases like manage client expectations and circle back. Some things that people are just pretending to like. People in general.
Yeah, I don't pretend.
Yeah. Coming up, we are going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to have Riley or Darius joining us from Lynchburg Community Market.
We won't know until they talk because they look so much alike.
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, I guarantee Darius is bound to say,
Wow. All 32 times.
Wow. Number one. You know those stackable white plastic patio chairs?
Yeah.
They are called monoblock chairs, and they were once banned from public spaces in Switzerland to, quote, preserve the beauty of the cityscape.
Interesting.
Number two. In the early 1900s, before alarm clocks were popular, people in England... There they are. They would hire people to knock on their windows with a pole to wake them up.
That'd be a pretty good job. Here it has great benefits.
Yeah, really.
Who wakes that guy up, though?
Yeah, you get exactly. Who? I have no idea. Number three, Andes mints are not named after the Andes Mountains. They're named after their founder, Andy Canelos, or Canelos. Number four. Even though the song Strangers in the Night was a huge hit for Frank Sinatra, he hated it, and he almost never performed it.
Huh.
And then number five, let's get some music in here. There we go. Number five, the first prize Bob Barker ever announced on The Price is Right. This is back in 1972 when it first started. It was a fur coat.
Oh, man.
Actual retail price, $595. The woman who won bid $350.
$1, Bob.
$1, Bob. And those are your five random facts, Sarah.
This has been today's edition of...
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Random.
Random facts.
Joining us is Mr. Darius Slaughter from your Lynchburg Community Market. How's it going, bud?
I am fantastic, my friend. How are you doing today?
Really, really good. So coming up this weekend, it is Memorial Day weekend. And in an earlier segment, we were letting people know how much more it's going to cost you for your Memorial Day weekend cookout.
Okay? Oh, boy.
Biggest expense, the biggest rise in cost is in ground beef. However, and I don't want to alarm you, but Darius, there's a pickle shortage.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Riley's actually pretty upset to hear about that. She loves pickles.
Yeah, there's a pickle shortage, which also is going to affect, obviously, relish. So,
I guess you're right.
Yeah, that was a significant jump. But ground beef is the most expensive bump. So overall, it's going to cost you more. But we suggest that you go with quality.
Yeah.
And do not go to the grocery store when you can very easily shop at Lynchburg Community Market tomorrow for all your produce items. You guys have meat items as well.
The bakery's got goods. Fresh buns. If you've never had a hamburger on a freshly baked Kaiser roll from the bakery, then you have not lived. So buns, bakery has your desserts.
Yep.
Everything you can ask for. So definitely, like Mike said, swing by the market along with ground beef. There's chicken, pork, all kinds of meats and fun things to throw on the grill this weekend. So definitely come and give us a visit.
Yeah, it will up your Memorial Day cookout game so much higher than your brother.
Yep.
So and much
that neighbor Todd's.
Oh,
even though Todd had the bouncy house last year, his burgers were not nearly as good as yours are going to taste.
Todd can't grill. Okay, all right. Todd is a joke.
I actually saw Todd in the kitchen taking him out of a frozen burger box and pretending like he's not fresh.
Todd does not care about you. Okay, you tell Todd to go pound sand. You're coming over you're coming over to our place. And we're gonna give you the best barbecue. If you go to Lynchburg Community Market, you're gonna find everything that you need. It is located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. And what else is going on besides Memorial Day weekend?
So on top of Memorial Day weekend, we have our Wednesday market going strong. We had the second version of it this past week, with many more to come. Every Wednesday from 9 to 1 p.m. now through the end of September, we'll have a second batch of farmers that are here. We've actually had a pretty good amount. It's looking pretty full out there, almost as much as Saturday. So you
That's
have plenty
fantastic.
Of options, produce. We got plenty of people inside. We got a few new meat vendors, tons of fun stuff. So if you can't make it to see us on Saturday, definitely swing by on Wednesday, and you'll still have a great offering of produce and meats and whatever you may need for your kitchen table.
Okay. And you can stop by as well, and you can grab lunch today. You guys have regular hours throughout the week. And you can find all that information on your website, lynchburgcommunitymarket.com. And where else can they find you on the interwebs?
They can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Both of those are at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Darius, each and every Friday, either you or Riley stops by, and we really appreciate that and appreciate your partnership. More importantly, we really appreciate just all the great food options, produce options, everything that you guys have, the Crafters Gallery, permanent shops, everything at Lynchburg Community Market is just top notch.
Thanks, my friend.
Absolutely. We will talk again soon. It is the Mike Show to you. Finally, Friday edition coming up. We're going to get so much more smarter with Nerd News this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Okay.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. It is the Mike Show. It's not Monday.
Nope.
It's not Monday. What are you doing here?
It's Friday. I snuck in.
It's finally Friday edition of the program. And as we spoke earlier, I have a terrible habit, Cammy.
Oh.
I just want to share with you.
Okay.
And Rob knows this about me, you know, years and years and years. I appear to be one of the most organized people.
Okay, you guys can't see this, but his calendar is color-coded. It is so organized. That's impressive right there.
Thank you. All right, so, no, this is just the magic of technology, and a plug to Team Up.
That's the
app that I'm using. And I love it because I can share my calendar with my entire team.
And there are some
calendars, because you see all the color coding. There are some calendars that that Rob sees, but some calendars that Rob doesn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some calendars that, you know, other team members see, and there are some, and they can only see them, they can't make changes, or there are some people on the team that are an admin, and they can totally make changes, but it appears that I have my stuff together, right?
Yeah, I mean, no. I would say so, Rob.
No, not at all.
All right. So, yeah. So
looks here, can be deceiving.
Yeah, so here,
There
is a reason why I have this calendar, because I am so, I'm dyslexic. I'm so not functional when it comes to calendars.
Okay.
And as I mentioned to you before, I have to pick up my daughter because she gets out of school early today.
Yes, half day.
So, I had to put it in my phone and I had to set an alarm to remind myself, because once I get in the zone of doing regular work, I am in that zone.
That's a thing.
Man.
Yes. Yep.
I can identify with that.
Yeah. So, long story short, when you messaged me on Monday and said, "Hey, I can't make it today. Sorry. Can we reschedule?" And I did all the, "Yeah, sure." And I checked the calendar and I said, "Yep, Friday works. It's totally great. It's the beer show. Get ready to chug."
I was ready. I came ready.
and I totally let you down. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll let it slide.
Okay. Maybe next time.
I mean, you never know.
But do you think that I then took it to the next step of actually putting it on the calendar and rescheduling Cammy from Monday to Friday on the actual calendar? Do you think I did that?
Well, I'm going to go with no.
Yeah. So
that would be correct.
So, yes. But in my brain, when I got in this morning and we're getting ready to do the show open, I went, I vaguely recall that I've rescheduled someone to Friday. Let me go back through my messages.
I was like a surprise. Who's behind door number three?
I know. You were like that extra present that we missed.
That's
like under the Christmas tree and went, "Hey, what's that?"
Yeah, and it was even surprising when she came in this morning because I wasn't expecting her to come in, and I tried to close, but she had her head in the door already, and I didn't want to slam it on
like,
her,
all
you know.
Right, fine.
So I mean, you know, I didn't want to hurt her.
Anyway,
it's true.
So so then I realized I went back through messages. So I went back through Messenger first, and then I went back through emails, and then I went back through my texts. And lo and behold,
and there was.
There was Cammy's text, and and I figured it out.
And I ascended.
Yeah, exactly. Into the studio. It's like in triumphing glory. Here's Cammie Smith.
And all of a sudden, everything made sense.
There we go. It all came together.
Everything absolutely positively makes sense now. Yep. So, welcome to the Friday show, Cammie.
Yes. Hi. Thank you. Hi.
How has your week been?
I've had a good week. I had a good week.
Good.
It was the week after hospital week, and so we're all just kind of like coming down from celebration.
Yeah.
But we had a new team member start this week.
Awesome.
And she is incredible. Her name is Emmalyn. She's going to be our social media specialist.
Okay.
But she's going to be a little bit more a part of maybe some of the podcasts. Maybe I'll bring her with me a few times.
That sounds great.
I think I should start, like, bring a friend. And
okay.
We can just start meeting some of these cool people that work within Centra. Who knows?
That sounds
great.
Do
you really feel like social media is going to catch on?
You know, I don't know. It's just one more thing.
I mean, have you ever thought about putting out a newsletter, like a paper newsletter?
Yeah, or like a newspaper.
That might be...
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you want to connect with people.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, but to that point, next best thing. Like, what is the next best thing? Who even knows?
So, well, you know...
Maybe Emmalyn can tell us.
I think this show is at least the next best thing.
We're here.
Well, it's not sliced bread, because everybody knows that's the best thing.
Well, everybody knows that. So, Cammie hosts a podcast for Centra Health. It's called And So Much More. And it is the most descriptive term or the most descriptive name of a podcast that you can get, because it's not just healthcare. It's not just the minutia of and the boring stuff and this is a doctor.
That is a good
word. And this doctor does this.
Yes.
No, you get into so many more topics and you do a deeper dive. You do a lot of things within the community. So it's a great podcast.
We encourage
everyone to check it out. Just go to the Centra Health website, type in the ampersand So Much More podcast, or you can even just simply, ask your Alexa device or
she knows everything.
She really does. She even snickered at
all
me.
The things.
And now I obviously know this. We all know this. But for those playing along at home, is this a video podcast as well?
Thank you. It is.
Okay.
So it's video and it's audio. So you can either like go to the gym, listen on your phone, Buzzsprout. What's it called? All the various places you find your podcast. There's so many. I think you can do it on Spotify and
Jiffy Lube,
Apple, Walmart.com. I don't know.
Every place you find your podcast, you can find the Centra Health podcast.
With the Tupperware.
Yes, but we also do have video. And that's kind of a fun side of it too, because I don't know. I'm a visual person. Like, it's sometimes hard for me to listen to a podcast without seeing who I'm listening to, and so. That's just a fun connection point.
See, I actually really enjoy just listening to the podcast. I like the video stuff that we shoot, and I love the video stuff that you shoot.
But you're like an audio guy.
I like the flexibility of it, that I don't have to stare at the screen.
I think it just depends.
I think
it depends on the application of the podcast and what you're like, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I personally like to listen to stuff while I'm in my kitchen cooking.
And
I don't want to have to keep turning to a screen and referencing that screen.
And to your
point, you know, when you're working out and stuff, you probably don't want to be staring at a screen. Or maybe
absolutely
you do.
Not.
I don't know.
You're in front of a screen like a lot.
All the time.
Yes.
So that disconnect time for me.
You're working out all the time. So that really fits your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually started listening to, and I don't mean to promote another podcast during
That's
your
okay.
segment.
I'm always looking for good podcasts, so promote away.
All right, the actor David Duchovny.
Okay.
You've all heard of him.
Yes.
X-Files.
Yeah. Well, David Duchovny hosts a podcast called Fail Better.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I'm really into it now. I'm like... Because we've all been there.
Yes,
we've all failed, and you know, it's about how can you fail better?
Yeah,
Thomas Edison. How many tries did he get to make the light bulb? It was like hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands.
Yes. Yes.
And he said, well, you know, I didn't fail. I was just perfecting ways not to make the light bulb.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I love that too, because I feel like we are so, we're so lucky to live in this time where things that have just been categorized as negative are now like, no, failing is normal. It's not a negative thing. It's normal, yeah. And you grow from it and you experience it. And so like, let it in. You know, I feel like up until this point, when I think about like my parents and the generation before that, mm-hmm. things were so black and white.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Now it's, you know, you are open and welcome to explore things like failure, like trying to and fail until you get it right, yeah. Is encouraged. So yeah, that sounds like a good podcast.
It's a great podcast. I would recommend it. Okay. I'm in several episodes now.
Okay.
He interviewed Bette Midler. And Bette had just an incredible take on her career.
Wow.
And how many times she failed before she had her big break.
I would love to hear that.
I think I heard that, because at one point she says to him, did I ever tell you you're my hero? And he's like, no, I don't remember. And she said, you're everything I would like to be.
No, that was not the podcast. Not the podcast.
Higher than an eagle or something.
No, Rob, just stop.
Something about wind.
Yeah. So you heard it too.
I think I heard it. Yeah, yeah. I think I may have heard that.
There was lots of wind involved.
Powerful.
Very windy.
Beneath wings, I think. Anyway. So, getting to your podcast,
yes.
Which is actually the reason you came here. Tell us about your latest Centra Health podcast and so much more.
So our latest podcast that we just released is on bystander CPR and then AED training. And so you guys probably go into various facilities and they have like an AED unit. Looks like a first aid unit on the wall. And are probably have no idea what to do with that. And so this particular podcast, we have somebody over from our Central Virginia Simulation Virtual Training Center, which is where a lot of our nursing students go and train. We actually just had Rustburg High School come in.
Okay.
And do oh, some cool. training there. Yeah, it's actually a really cool facility. But I had Kelly Mabry. She came in and she does like a full CPR AED demonstration. And I mean, she had me down there practicing CPR. And it's intense. I was sweating. Like, it's a thing. So I don't know. It was really, really cool to hear how achievable that is. I see CPR in like television shows, or you know that healthcare professionals know CPR. And it's just kind of like, I don't know how to do that. It's okay. That's not my role. But you never know when you might be the only person there and you should be prepared. And that's actually what the podcast is called. Don't Get Caught Unprepared.
Yeah.
Because it can be the difference between saving a life. And it says there are 350,000 people who require bystander CPR. So they are not in a medical facility. They're not with medical professionals.
Lord.
And they need CPR and AED.
Yeah.
It is a 10% that will... Okay, how do I word this? 10% will not survive if they don't get that, which is huge.
That's
huge. And that also tells me that your average person, you know, who does this, who knows bystander CPR, like, that's successful. That is achievable. That is not something that I can just assume on some medical professional.
Right.
So,
first responders are... for the most part, fantastic at what they do.
Yes.
But the travel times, the wait time from the time that somebody calls in to 911 to the response time till they get there, that means life or death.
It really
does.
It literally means
life or death.
When you're thinking about it, like, most times first responders, you know, I'm putting up air quotes, aren't actually... the first responders.
They're not.
Yeah,
you know, there's always somebody on, you know, that calls or some bystander or something.
Yeah.
And we were talking off camera before the segment. You know, I did several jobs prior where I was, you know, taking care of kids or, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've taken tons of these courses, but I remember one course that was really particularly intense, and it had this kind of dummy that not only simulated what it was like, but also had sensors on it.
Yes.
To tell you, you know,
what you're doing isn't actually doing anything.
Yeah. Wow. Is it have like the three little lights on it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And I think people who see it on TV or go to these courses, they don't realize actually how much force it takes.
It was
to pump somebody's
so
heart
surprising.
From outside their body.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And you almost feel like I could be hurting them. And so you could be trying CPR untrained because you watch it on television and not even be doing anything. That's such a good point, Rob, because they do. Those indicators are surprising. It's surprising how
really
hard
smart.
You have to push.
So that's why
you
that's a good
are genius. I love it.
Yeah, well, I know stuff.
We didn't talk about this in the podcast, but this is just an incredible story. And it speaks to that point that you were talking about, Mike, about how long it takes for sometimes based where you are for first responders to arrive. So we had, thankfully she was a nurse and she was very prepared to do this, but she was the first on the scene and had to provide CPR for up to 30 minutes.
Good Lord.
As she was waiting for first responders come and they take over and you can call 911 and leave them on your phone on the ground beside you when you are providing said like bystander CPR and they will talk you through it. They will help you do what you are there to do, and you may feel inequipped but like there's so much going for you. Like there's so much there to help you succeed in saving this life. And so that blew
minutes,
me away. 30
that's
minutes.
That's eternity when you're doing something.
Well,
and
30 minutes unattended, that person would be dead.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And here's the other thing.
Question.
The most common, you know, you need to come to the class and learn these things because I am not, you know, the expert.
Right,
but
one
thing that they did share is so many people don't do CPR because they don't want to do mouth to mouth. And that is not, you don't have to do mouth to mouth. Chest compressions are the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have to stop and do mouth to mouth. Like you see that a lot on television shows. And you will see first responders doing that. And they will train you for instances where you would have to do that.
Okay.
But you will learn that the chest compressions are what is the most vital, important aspect of this. So So all of this to say, we're offering a free training.
Okay.
So June 1st, and this is going to be at, it's in the plaza, which is over on Memorial Avenue. And it is in the Central Virginia Center Simulation and Virtual Training Center, which is a very long word, but it's in the back of the plaza over by Central College.
Yeah.
And so at 9 a.m. on June 1st, we are going to start classes. Classes are 1 hour long. They are completely free. Bring your friends, bring your organization, bring your family. Like, what better time headed into especially summer and like pool season?
Oh,
and
good Lord, yeah.
Yes. Like, let's get as many people equipped as possible. And so there's a link on our website. There's an event. You can just go to our website and search CPR, and the event will pop right up. And just let them know you're coming.
I'm going to do this right now on
screen. Oh, yes, please.
So, you know, I was thinking, so you mentioned something that, you know, people who don't want to do the mouth-to-mouth, think a few years ago how many of us got used to carrying masks with us.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Like, we had one on us, and we had an extra one, and then we had another extra one. You know, they make these little kits that you can get on Amazon that fit in your pocket or a key ring that has a mouth barrier.
Yes.
You know that you can just, I mean, how hard is it to just keep that with you?
Exactly.
Because you really never know.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I don't want to assume, I mean, I almost said, and everybody has an Amazon account because it feels like everyone does.
Yeah.
But that's the other great thing about this is, as you go to this class, and they really will let you know how to have these things like the mouth guard and the protection. But then also, if a certain amount of people come from your organization, like let's say, you know, you're coming from, I don't know, I'm throwing this out there, the YMCA, and you have X amount of team members come together, they're going to give you a free IED to take back to your business and have on site. And so you'll have to look that up. I don't know the number, but I mean, all the more reason to get as many people trained on site as possible.
Absolutely.
And now most of the IEDs, like the ones that you find on a wall, don't they actually walk you through the process or like talk you through the process?
Yes, they do. That was actually really cool because, and it says this in the podcast, she kind of walked me through it. You turn it on and it starts to prompt you. And all you do is turn it on and do everything that it says.
Yeah.
And so she even like quizzed me. She's like, so what do you do? What are the steps? And I'm like, oh gosh. She's like, it's just turn it on.
Yeah.
Press power.
One step.
And they will tell you every, like, that's the only step.
There you go.
And it walks you through the entire process.
Wow.
So, I mean, how invaluable is that?
All right. So depending on how many folks you have that come to this class, your organization could walk away with one of these units.
Yes. And I'm so unprepared. I don't know that number.
It's okay.
I should have known that number. But
folks, look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Come out, please. So classes start at 9 a.m. So you go and you sign up and, you know, let them know how many people are coming in your group. And they'll get you set up. And I think they're ready and willing to go through 3 p.m.
Okay.
But they're only going to be there as long as there's X amount of people signed up to be a part of it. And so, I mean, let's blow them out. Let's create a waiting list. How cool would that be?
Very, very cool.
Let's protect our community.
And that event is coming up on Saturday, June 1st, starting at 9 a.m. You can learn more if you go to Centra Health's website, centrahealth.com, and just search CPR. It's literally the first thing that that popped up. In the queue, so you can learn all about it. The Compress and Shock Bystander CPR class with Centra Health. Well, Cammy, thank you for joining us, and thank
you
for telling us all about that. And we encourage you to listen to or watch Cammy's podcast about this very subject because it really could it could mean life or death for somebody. I mean, and it could be somebody that you're close to.
Absolutely.
You know, and if you're there and you're able to render aid and keep that person alive until first responders can get in, that makes all the difference.
Yeah, so. I had no idea there were that many. You said like 380,000+ a year? Is that
350,000 a year. Okay. And that is the number. And
that require that bystander.
Bystander. So not anywhere within a hospital or even a doctor's office setting.
That's almost 1,000 a day.
Isn't that crazy?
350,000 people need this.
Yeah. It's incredible. That number blew me away. And, you know, I would just absolutely love it. Like, let's say later on this summer, you find yourself in this situation, you're going to think back to this moment when we were like, do it.
Wow.
So do it.
It's tremendous. Well, Cammy, again, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Each and every week, Cammy joins us on our program to promote her program. And and we really appreciate the partnership with Centra Health, and we appreciate everything that you guys do for our community.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to get even more smarter-er.
I feel a lot smart right now.
So far, this is the smartest.
A good feeling.
This is the smartest show we've done all week. I think.
I feel wicked smart right now.
Yeah, we've got nerd news this weekend. Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid.
Be very afraid.
Especially when we start talking about the AI.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
And we start talking about like our Alexa devices and what they're doing to us in the home.
You have to show Cammy the video of that spider dude standing up like that robot.
Oh, that's very frightening.
That is terrifying.
Just Google it. Boston Dynamics robot. Android.
I'm gonna Google that junk right now.
I'm doing it too.
Boston Dynamics robot. It's their latest, humanoid looking robot. And it is frightening how it gets into spider pose on its back and stands up.
It's like a horror movie.
It is really like a horror movie.
Are you watching it, Cammy?
Yes.
You're like,
see it flip its legs around and
I'm gonna search for it on screen.
This is just gonna be like those toy unboxings. You're watching somebody experience something for the first time.
Yeah.
Just watch our reaction. It's huge.
Uh-huh. Isn't it the Atlas robot?
Yeah. Yeah. But you see what it does with its legs?
Yes. I was not expecting
Are you
that.
Kidding me?
Why? Like, so this thing is laying essentially on its stomach.
Yeah, here.
Its legs come from behind like a yogi.
Yep.
Here, I'm gonna share it up on screen right now.
You know what? If this robot is like a life-saving robot, just let me die.
No.
I don't want that thing coming near me.
Terrible.
All right, here we go. Here, watch the feet. Just look at
some
feet. Why is that necessary? So many other ways to get up. But you know what? That's kind of. Oh wait. So what's the front? What's the back?
Its head spun around.
The whole way around.
I mean, missed opportunity. Put a smile on that screen. Like, do something to make this approachable.
I don't know, Cammy. That might be even worse.
It's just smiling at you as it's coming towards you.
And make it like breathe a little bit too. Like,
or, towards Darth you. Vader. Or,
okay, that what was that animated movie?
I'm
blanking on it. But they had all these androids were taking over. No, but they painted smiley faces on the androids.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. That? It's like the family that has to save everyone.
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
I'm right. not going to remember, yeah, but
we'll,
it was.
We'll
good.
Figure it out.
We're parents. We've seen every animated movie.
Yep. Yes, we have. Yep. Cammy, again, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. It is the Finally Friday edition of the program. I just bumped my microphone. This portion of the broadcast, I almost sneezed too. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by...
As it's manipulating these objects.
No, sorry. Stop that. Stop it. I potted up the YouTube.
Rewind.
Yeah. Push the thing. Or the other thing.
Move that lever.
Move
there.
That thing. Or the other thing. This portion of the broadcast, take two, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
I know that the second album by Pearl Jam, Verses, is 31 years old now.
Is it really? The second Pearl Jam album.
Yeah, and it's the most popular 31. Sophomore album in rock history.
Really?
Yep.
That's amazing. Time once again for Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Covering the most important news for your brains. Let's delve in. I think here's a quick rundown.
Yep.
In health news, fish oil supplements might be bad. Fish oil supplements might be bad for your heart.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
And it was quite the opposite. They just kept telling you that fish oil supplements were good for your heart.
Yeah.
But now they might be bad for your heart.
Who wants to oil a fish anyway?
Well, you can tune a... You can't tune a guitar, but you can tune a fish? Something?
I don't know. This isn't the time for jokes.
STD rates are up worldwide.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Now, that's surprising.
Yeah. And here's a concerning headline for men. Microplastics are found in every human testicle.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
How?
How?
I need to deep dive this. Get off the screen. Man.
Who's sticking pieces of plastic up their junk?
No, it's microplastics have been found in human testicles, with researchers saying the discovery might be linked to declining sperm counts in men. The scientists tested 23 human testes, as well as 47 testes from pet dogs.
Testes. They tested testes.
from pet dogs. They found microplastic pollution in every sample. The human boys had been preserved so that their count, their sperm count, could not be measured. However, the sperm count in dogs could be assessed, and it was lower in samples with higher contamination with the PVCs. The study demonstrates a correlation, but further suggests it needed to prove microplastics were causing the counts to fall. And they've been falling for decades, with chemical pollution such as pesticides implicated by many studies. Microplastics have also been recently discovered in human blood, placentas, and even breast milk, indicating widespread contamination of people's bodies. The impact on health is as of yet unknown, but microplastics have been shown to cause damage to human cells in the laboratory.
Jeez.
Vast amounts of plastic waste are dumped in the environment, and microplastics have polluted the entire planet from the summit of Mount Everest to the deepest oceans. People are known to consume the tiny particles via food and water, as well as even breathing them.
Are no bodily fluids safe anymore?
Well, according to this, the particles could lodge in tissue, cause inflammation as air pollution particles do, or chemicals in the plastics could cause harm. In March, doctors warned of potentially life-threatening effects after finding a substantially raised risk of stroke, heart attack, and earlier death in people whose blood vessels were contaminated with these microplastic products.
That's crazy. Like blood and breast milk?
Frightening. Just absolutely frightening.
Science is scary, guys.
I want to go...
That's the takeaway.
I was going to say, I want to go live on a mountain somewhere, isolated from everything.
Can't even do that.
Mount Everest. Yep. They're finding it. All right. In other fertility news, researchers think a specific set of genes that can cause infertility might be the same set that gave male gorillas tiny junk.
In other news, okay. Testicle reduction or removal surgeries are up.
The average... I would have figured gorillas would be hung, right?
You think?
You would think. Nope, the average size, 1.1 inches. Oh, poor little guy. Oh, no wonder they're so angry.
Yeah, those guys.
In coffee news, a study found caffeine even makes ants work harder, smarter, and more efficiently. Wow. In space news, we found a planet 40 light years away that's the same size and temperature as Earth.
Okay.
I want to do a quick deep dive on this one.
I think they mean Earth.
Yeah. They used the NASA Giant Space Telescope, and they found an Earth-sized exoplanet. It's not a bad place to hunt for life. Using the space telescope, they've discovered a tantalizing world. It's about the size of Earth, sits remarkably close to our solar system, and could be comfortable for life as we know it. The exosolar planet, or exoplanet, named Gliese 12b, orbits a small and cool red dwarf star located just around 40 light years from Earth in the constellation Pisces. Well, that's me. The exoplanet, which the team found with NASA's Transitioning Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS, is estimated to have a width of around 1.1 times that of Earth, making it similar to our planet as well as Venus, which is often called our world's solar system twin.
Just how far away is 40 light years?
40 light years.
But I mean, like, how long would it take to get there?
I don't know. Let's do the math. You do the math.
I'm going to ask the Google.
Yeah. Gliese 12b orbits a star, Gliese 12, so closely that its year lasts just 12.8 Earth days. However, because the red dwarf Gliese 12 is just around a quarter of the size of our sun, it is also much cooler than our star. This means that even though Gliese B is at a distance from its red dwarf parent, equivalent to just 7% of the distance between the Earth and the sun, it is still in the planet system's habitable zone, known as the Goldilocks zone. Distance, please.
So if you were to travel the speed of light...
Yes, or close to it, because you can never travel at the speed of light.
It would take you 39 years to travel 39 light years. But with current technology,
yeah,
we could get there in 700,000 years.
All right, there we go. Let's go.
Load totally up, doable.
Load up the Minai van.
We're going to Gliese. They say it's just like Earth, but, you know, just a little bit bigger, and it's red.
It's red. Boeing's...
Like them Ruskies.
Boeing's crewed Starliner mission got delayed again, so I guess we're not going to Gliese.
Okay, well...
And the Voyager 1 probe is officially...
I guess it's Walmart, then.
Voyager 1 probe is officially back from the dead. Russia may have launched a weaponized satellite capable of attacking other satellites. Don't do it, Vladimir. Don't do it. Just don't. In Ted Williams' Frozen Head News, researchers...
That's a news category.
Researchers in China...
Hello.
Hi. Just figured out how to reanimate frozen brain tissue. They thawed some 18 months after it was frozen, and the tissue was like nothing ever happened. Short term, it could help researchers preserve brain samples longer. Long term, they say it could be applied to entire brains.
This is not going to end well.
Well, then we'd have Ted Williams back. And Walt Disney.
I mean, I guess if there's a silver lining.
Yeah. In sci-fi news, a group of Dune
fans... At least
fans,
his head.
Then we'd have to find a donor body.
Oh, jeez. Another problem.
What if we put Ted Williams on Walt Disney's body and we put Walt Disney on Ted Williams' body?
What if we put Ted Williams' head on Venus Williams' body?
In sci-fi news, a group of Dune fans build a real-life still suit capable of gathering your sweat and urine and turning it into drinking water.
No, they didn't. No, nobody's going to wear that thing.
Yes, they did.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Then, finally... And in Look Both Ways Before Crossing news.
That, what? That's...
A study found...
Okay.
You are twice as likely to get run over by an electric car...
I said an electric car...
Go!
Because they're so much quieter.
Yeah.
And there you go.
I believe it.
Nerd news! This week in science! It's just science. Don't be afraid.
Be very afraid. We need to change that. Because all that news that we just talked about, horrifying.
Yeah. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. No matter how you imagine your outdoor grilling experience for Memorial Day weekend, there's one thing that you can never plan on.
Try to make it my outdoor habit of putting on repellent spray. Cause whenever I'm outside, there's those little black flies, and it doesn't really help just to shoo them away. Yeah, they sure can wreck a good barbecue. My body, they sure love to eat. Yeah, they're teeny, they're meany. When they bite, I'm itchy. Here I'm cooking out, and it has me freaking grilling. Cheeseburgers and swatting flies. Those little darn things you can't see, but they bite. They're attacking me all day and all night. I'm grilling cheeseburgers and swatting flies.
All right, so there's a mom. Where is it? Oh, there. There's a mom in the UK. There she is. Posted a fun video where she explains what her kids mean when they're using tween slang.
Bet is actually yes. Womp, womp means I don't care. Gia, female bottom. Sigma, amazing. I cooked. They didn't cook. They did well. Phantom tax when you take food away from someone. Let's dip. Let's go. Peak, really good. Riz, flirting. Bruh, that gear was Sigma. Bet, I tried a Riz, but womp womp. Did you phantom tax her? Nah, it was peak. I cooked. Let's dip.
A 19-year-old realtor. 19-year-old realtor in Pennsylvania is blowing up on TikTok for a video series called Speed Tours, where he tours homes as fast as he possibly can.
This is Speed Tour, so let's take a look. First, we see the office space, and in here we see a beautiful closet. Right here is a beautiful half bath. And in here we go. Guys, this is the family room. My family left me when I was 3. There's a beautiful deck, not as beautiful as me. Back inside, Speed Tour. This is the garage! Double sink vanity, that's a toilet, that's a shower. If you guys wanna buy this house, you DM me!
I like keeping it lighthearted and make funny jokes that keep people entertained but also make them laugh.
You don't really see real estate agents running around houses, sitting on the toilet backwards. It's something new.
He moves at a frantic pace for a minute and a half while the camera follows him at the same speed. Let's see. Let's skip that. We'll do this. Let's do this one. Did you catch the classic answer that got a long laugh from the audience on last night's Wheel of Fortune? It was a toss-up puzzle with what looked like most of the words in the exposed. Let's listen to the only male contestant trying to solve it.
Tavares.
Right in the butt.
What?
No. Blake.
This is the best.
Yeah, that's it, I think. Yeah. Much better answer.
Right in the butt. We wrap up Audio Vault with the comedian, and today is no exception. Just perfect. For Memorial Day weekend, here's comedian Fred Stoller.
You people look like you're doing. Look at these young, attractive, well-adjusted. I'm freaked out of holidays coming up. I don't even know which one in L.A. The weather's the same. It could be Christmas, Memorial Day. I hate these three-day holidays, Monday, when people are off. I don't want it off because I don't work anyway. It doesn't make any difference. Everyone there somewhere, the streets are empty. They're barbecuing, leaping, hugging. I'm walking the street by myself going, is there mail today? Why isn't there mail? I almost had my first blind date. Didn't get past the first phone call. I'm talking to this girl right away. She goes, oh, I'm in a rebound. My boyfriend hurt me. I want to hurt him like he hurt me, but I can't. She goes, I thought just to get back and might sleep with some guy, but that wouldn't hurt him. I go, nah, maybe it will. You know when you haven't had sex in a real long time, when you finally get it, it's such a relief? That's what I'm hoping happens to me. women schmimmin, you know what I'm talking about? I met this girl last week, and we went back to my place, and one thing led to nothing. And she goes, no sex, we're just gonna sleep, we'll be friends. What friends do that? I played basketball with my friend the other day, and he said, what do you want to do now? Let's take a nap together.
All right, there's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we're going to get stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. A mom went looking for legal advice on Reddit after she found out a daycare employee put ankle weights on her two-year-old to slow him down. She only found out because she showed up last Friday to pick him up. An employee claimed that they had to use them to protect other kids. He's a little bigger than some of them, but he's never hurt any other kid or been aggressive in any way. They claimed it was no big deal, and they said they've done it before with another big kid. A few child development experts weighed in on the comments and said it's definitely not okay to use ankle weights on a toddler. They said to immediately file a complaint with the Department of Children and Family Services. The mom is also considering a lawsuit. And then there is this. A 37-year-old woman in Florida named Ann Luna was arrested on Tuesday after assaulting a 49-year-old man. She didn't use her fists. It was a projectile. She threw a cinnamon roll at him, and it struck him in the base of the neck. It's unclear why she did that. The man wasn't injured by the cinnamon roll, but told police that he does want to press charges. So apparently he believes he was harmed in some way. Ann was charged with misdemeanor battery and was later released after posting $500 bond. She was ordered to not have any contact with the victim, pastry-related or otherwise. And then there's this. A Florida Catholic priest is being accused of biting a woman. I said he bit a woman. After she tried to receive the sacrament of communion, but was denied by the priest. Here is the unidentified woman telling her side of the story, then Father Fidel talking about why he decided to bite her.
He wouldn't give me a cookie. Okay. I don't know if it was
because the way,
you know, or what it is that I like.
So that he forcefully tried to shove it and, like, put it in her mouth. Of course, backed up. She's like, no, don't do that. She tried to get it. And then that's when he, like, went crazy.
After the other mass to receive communion now, because if you confess, I can't give you communion. I buy her. I'm not denying that. And as defending myself, I'm defending the sacrament.
Well. A California mother was fined over $88,000 after her kids collected 72 protected clams from a beach. Apparently, they thought they were just seashells. Here's Charlotte Russ talking about the mistake.
My kids were picking, or they thought they were collecting seashells, but they actually collected clams, 72 to be exact. Right before we went, I had opened, decided to look at it, and that's when I saw the amount. It was just really sad. It made me really sad and depressed, and, you know, it kind of ruined our trip. They know now at the beach, don't touch anything, but, I mean, they know now what a clam is compared to what a seashell is. You know, it's, I've had to explain that to them. It was definitely one expensive trip to Pismo. Unforgettable.
Uh-huh. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An alert bus driver in Canada is being hailed as a hero after avoiding a potential disaster. He was on a highway when an 18-wheeler hauling rocks drove over an overpass and landed right in front of him. Bus driver Terry Brown slammed on the brakes and managed to stop with only 1 foot to spare. Here he is along with Cody McNeil, an operations manager with Southland Transportation, calling Terry a hero.
As soon as I hit the guardrail, immediately just took a hard right and then came down over the embankment. I was hard on the brakes, and for a few seconds, I wasn't sure if I was going to get stopped in time, to be honest with you. I was so glad when I did get the bus stopped, and I checked with the kids to make sure they were all okay, and thank God they were all seated in their seats at the time.
I think he's a hero. Yeah, absolutely. Took 6 seconds to stop, which is hard enough in a compact sedan, let alone a 13 to 14-ton bus.
Wow. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Tuesday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Tuesday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?